This portion of the show is being brought to you by Semi-Honest Al's Used Cars, where every automobile you buy is fully guaranteed for 50,000 miles or until the end of the month, whichever comes first.
By Billy Joe Royal, starting us off on another trip down memory lane. And for those of you who are curious, yes, there's going to be some classic rock. Not a lot of it, just some. And we're going to end with a song that features about 40 artists putting their egos aside for a worthy cause. Let's get started. On this date in 1969, Tamla Records released Stevie Wonder's My Cherie Amour. Originally titled Oh My Marcia, the song was written in 1966 about a girlfriend of Wonder's at the Michigan School for the Blind in Lansing, Michigan. The record would climb to number 4 on both the Hot 100 and the UK official chart.
69. Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Around me like a million suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Beatles from 1969 with a song that John Lennon later said was the best song he ever wrote. So we're going to travel now, not across the universe, but we're going to go to Paris for a song from 1974. It's about music agent and promoter David Geffen, a close friend of Joni Mitchell in the early 1970s, and describes Geffen during a trip the two made to Paris. It reached number 22 on the Hot 100.
Future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. I
1968, the Zombies were faltering, record sales were low, and the band decided to break up after the release of their Odyssey and Oracle album, which tanked badly in Britain. A year later, one of the songs off that album, Time of the Season, was released in the U.S. and became a surprise hit, going all the way to number 3. But by then, as I said, the Zombies had broken up. But out of the remains of that band, a new group, Argent, had been formed. By 1972, Rod Argent, the keyboardist with both bands, had brought that band to new heights with Hold Your Head Up.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy,
he rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Rich like me, has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
Hey, has anyone noticed that my voice seems a little scratchy again? It's not bad. Maybe I'll just sit back and enjoy a few moments of the sounds of silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. The halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I, you do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo me. Sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering sounds of silence.
Want to make it loud again? In 1964, all we were hearing about at this time of the year were the Beatles. But another British group was about to hit the shores. The Dave Clark Five released their first single.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine.
Back before he became a big superstar with Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty was part of a British band. They had a big hit. You might remember it. Date in 2009, Billy Powell, Lynyrd Skynyrd's keyboardist, who survived the 1977 plane crash that killed three band members, died of a heart attack. He had missed a doctor's appointment the previous day, for which he was supposed to have his heart checked. He was only 56 years old.
Singing songs about the Southland.
and before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. On this date in 1985, more than 40 artists got together, put their egos aside, and recorded We Are the World at A&M Recording Studios in Los Angeles for the greater good of the world. The song was co-written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. Proceeds went towards worldwide hunger prevention and were focused on Africa. You see, it's not always about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Have a great day.
Jumping!